my touchdown. I don't know it's where she's flying. Why she have a touchdown first? The son of young Jessely Caldero. It's called S-O-C-A. I want to welcome you each and everyone to the broadcast. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Community and Finance Night. Big up to those who are locked in all over the globe. Those on TuneIn Radio on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, much love to you. Big up to those across the pond, One Harmony Radio, top of the morning to you. Those out of New York, on Island Worldwide, exhibiting the power of music. Big ups to you. My friends in New Jersey, how you doing? You guys listening on NIE Radio. Big ups to the motivator. Those out of Texas, WGLRO, I apologize. WGLRO, the People Station, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, taking it from the sheets to the streets, touching Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Much love to those on Aluwap Radio and Dusik Media Groups, all representing Texas. Big ups to the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, where you can catch Clinton Lindsay. He's on every day. From 11 a.m. I want to say big up to those on PEMGTV.com. Much love to you. Those on Facebook Live, welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, those locked in right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. So glad to have you, couldn't do it without you. And you have my word, I wouldn't even try. Inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend, friend of a friend, friend of an enemy, enemy of a friend, and your enemies too, don't forget them. Tell everybody, share it with somebody. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew on kevinstew.com. You know, I keep messing up and switching this thing. You know, I give you my word, I'm going to fix it. I may not fix it tonight, you know, but I'm going to fix it. Want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Pulse Media Group. When being in a moment, it's priceless. Get him a call for innovative streaming and recording solutions. Videography, photography, streaming, ads. Call them on 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Or link them on pulseemg.com. Tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. Thank you, Paul C Media Group. Thank you, Jessalee. Yeah, that's the song title. S-O-C-A. And for those who are still challenged in spelling area, well, you kind of have to go get through that. Not because you have spell check automatically on your devices, no. Why you feel that you don't need to be able to spell. Now, man, get your basic spelling going, at least that, right? But for those who have passed that stage and you're looking to go on to higher education, there are a few things that you think about, you know, location, area of study. Sometimes it is whether or not the institution you're going to has a sports team. That's important to some people. So, you know, of course, the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that they think about a lot is how to finance it. So, we're looking at financing higher education tonight. And one of the things we want to start off with is looking at student loans versus financial aid. Now, as of early 2020, student loan debt in the United States has reached more than $1.5 trillion. More than 44 million individuals have student loan debt, and the average person with student loans owes a bit over $32,000. Which is more than half the average household income in the United States. Just food for thought. Now, for those of you wondering, okay, so that talks about 2020. How long ago was this information put together? Well, this particular article, courtesy of credit.com, was done back in December 2020. So this is still pretty new information. As a new school year gets going, more individuals are searching for ways to fund their education without going into debt for years. And luckily, student loans are not the only way to get help paying for that higher education. So, what we're going to be looking at initially is the difference between student loans and financial aid. Now, both student loans and financial aid can come from the federal government or the private sector. The main difference between student loans and financial aid is whether or not you need to pay the money back that you're given. Student loans generally require you pay back the loan with interest. While financial aid packages like scholarships and grants typically do not need to be paid back. The distinction can make a big difference. Every dollar you receive in a scholarship or grant or in grant form is a dollar you don't have to pay interest on. This says Zena Kumok, an editor at Dallas Sprout. And saving that money opens up possibilities after graduation also. Students who don't have to take out as many loans will have more career options and can afford to start their own businesses. They can work in lower paying fields or even take time off to travel abroad. But as with any financial agreement, you want to make sure you understand the terms upfront before signing anything. Not all financial aid comes without any strings attached. To apply or to qualify for federal loans and other types of federal financial aid, you'll need to fill out the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA.
There, you might hear some people talking about FASFA. It's actually FAFSA. It's FAFSA. And I guess over time, just because of the ease of pronouncing certain words, people mess it up and you hear it as something else. But you might need to complete the FAFSA with some of your parents' income information if you're still a dependent. To apply for private loans and financial aid, you must research the program in question and complete the appropriate application process. For example, academic and extracurricular scholarships are often offered by various colleges and universities. You'll have to look on those universities' websites or contact financial aid departments at various schools to find out about how to apply to these programs. Scholarships offered by private organizations will have their own processes as well. Student loans provide credit extended to you or your parents for the purpose of paying for college. Student loans have to be repaid, but typically not until you're out of school. In some cases, such as if you're going to work in certain public sectors, you might be able to apply for a student loan forgiveness program. When you apply with the FAFSA, you may find out that you qualify for federal loans. Subsidized federal loans tend to have slightly better terms than unsubsidized loans. Another benefit of subsidized loans is that the interest on it is covered by the Department of Education as long as you meet enrollment requirements. The amount you can borrow is limited, and interest rates range from 2.75 to 4.3%. If you don't qualify for federal student loans or want another option, you can apply for private student loans from commercial lenders. Whether you can get approved for these loans or get favorable terms and rates might depend on your credit score. If you don't know your credit score, you can sign up to some places to find out. There are free applications that give you your credit score without being a hard hit on your credit. Some banks offer you your credit score. At least two of the three credit bureaus get a report for free, and I do believe you can get your full credit report run twice a year without it affecting your credit score. So these are things that you want to consider when you're looking to make certain financial moves. Yeah. Financial aid takes many forms and most often does not need to be paid back after you graduate. These types of aid can be offered by your school, other private institutions, or the government. They are most often divided into needs-based and merit-based aids. When applying for any type of financial aid, you will need to research the deadline requirements and payment specifics carefully. Be wary of scholarship and other aid programs that charge fees. Fees are a dead giveaway of scholarship scams. And this is what editor-in-chief at moneywise.com, Doug Whiteman, said. He also said, be very careful about handing over a credit card number or other personal information when applying for these scholarships. These financial aids, I should say. Scholarships are awarded for need or merit, and they're offered by a wide range of organizations, schools, private businesses, local and national associations, religious organizations, and charities are all potential sources for scholarships. most scholarships do not require you to pay them back. Students should be more aggressive about applying for scholarships, says Kumok, and Whiteman agrees, citing a recent New York Times article that estimates there are about 44,000 private scholarship programs. The typical student typical student probably has no idea that there is so much money available. Too often, students and their families have seen student loans as an easy fallback before they've fully explored scholarships and other financial aid possibilities. So, try harder, according to these professionals, try harder to apply for scholarships. But it doesn't just stop there, because there are also grants. Grants are a type of financial aid that you typically do not have to pay back. Federal and state government offer grants, and do private and non-profit, as do private and non-profit organizations. Make sure to do ample research to ensure you get your application right. And pay attention to the grant terms. While many grants do not have to be repaid, there are some grants that do. Be careful not to depend fully on grants, though. Grants might not be available for the length of your degree program. And some only cover the first year, while others are only available during the second, third, or fourth year of school. This says Anna Serio, a staff writer at Finder.com. Even if a grant program covers all 4 years, you might have to repay, to reapply every year to be considered. So if you do get it that first year, don't take it for granted that, no pun intended, don't take it for granted that it's available to you the other years, or even if it is available to you, that you will get it automatically. You still have to apply. Now, work-study jobs help you pay your way through school or cover expenses. Some work-study jobs are paid internships, where you practice skills and knowledge you are learning in school or for your future career. Others might simply be on-campus jobs in dining halls, fitness centers, tutoring or writing centers, or other areas. And if those are actually in alignment with your career path, all the better. Work-study programs are best for students who want to build up their resume. This says Surreal. Work-study makes it easier to land a job without experience or in a new field if you're in graduate school. And sometimes work-study jobs can turn into a regular part-time or even a full-time position. If you pay qualifying expenses for school, you may be able to claim a certain amount as a tax credit to reduce your tax burden or even get a refund. The American Opportunity Tax, for example, allows up to $2,500 credit per eligible student, while the Lifetime Learning Credit allows qualified individuals to claim up to $2,000 for qualified education expenses per tax year. Almost every state offers grants or other financial aid opportunities for college students. The National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators provides a detailed list of state financial aid opportunities. That's the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. Schools may offer many of their own programs, but they're not always well published. When you're in the process of considering and visiting schools during the application process, or even after you've been accepted, make it a point to visit the financial aid office. School financial aid officers can help ensure you have applied for all applicable financial aid. If you're already working, your employer might offer funding for education. Some employers have programs that cover all or part of the cost of degree programs if you agree to work for them for a certain amount of time. Others pay for training seminars, workshops, and one-off classes that are likely to make you a more valuable employee. Talk to your supervisor or human resource department to find out if your employer offers such benefits. Leave no stone unturned when seeking financial aid for college. Numerous programs exist to help fund education for people in specific situations. For example, the Education and Training Vouchers Program provides assistance to those who are or were in foster care. The National Health Service Corps Loan Repayment Program helps pay for student loans for those who work at an Indian health services facility. So you can be creative. The Tall Clubs International Foundation has a scholarship program for college women who are 5'10" tall and men who are at least 6'2". Consider what makes you unique and look for those scholarship opportunities that may reward you for it. I didn't even know about the Tall Clubs International Foundation. I didn't know that was a thing. If any of you know about some of these scholarships that people wouldn't necessarily have heard of, you know, share some of that information with us. 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839. Call me, text me, WhatsApp me, Telegram me. Hit me up any which way you can. You can email me, djkevinstew@gmail.com. And, of course, jump into the Stew Pot on kevinstew.com. Others call it a chat room, but because we're fancy, we call it the Stew Pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So, come on in. There are various ways to contact me. You can even Skype me. Kevin.stew is my Skype handle. Just hit me up. Hit me up on social media, even. If you go to my website, kevinstew.com, there's access to all my social media platforms. So go ahead and you don't have an excuse. Share that information with me so that I can share it with others if you don't want to share it with others yourself. Now, a couple more things before I take my first break. Did you know there's also some tuition-free schools around the United States? Residents of certain states may qualify for free tuition programs, but be sure to do your research into these schools as you would with any other institution. Surreal says, the programs in the U.S. often require you to work in exchange for your degree. This can help you develop valuable skills and gives you a leg up entering the job market after you graduate. Go ahead and get the financial aid that you need. And if you need help paying for schooling, there are plenty of financial aid options available to you. Reach out to your school's financial aid office for assistance and direction. If you're interested in learning more about student loan options, you know, there are certain resources that you can find online and look through them. Just go ahead and ask questions. Don't take it for granted that there's nothing available to you, or don't be disheartened even if what you're looking for you can't find. Now, it was mentioned earlier that there's a difference between private and federal loans, and we're going to take a break, and when we come back we're going to look at what those differences are, or at least some of them. Blessings to you, Cujo. How you doing, bro? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Much appreciated, loved. I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to bounce off Facebook. So go ahead, use the link that is pinned in the comment section. Come on over to kevinstew.com, where I'll share some more information. Call your friends, tell your friends, tell everybody. Come on over. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, Community and Finance Night. We'll be right back. Facebook Live, deuces to you.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
It takes an entire village to raise a child. Hello, I'm Paul Campbell, here to talk about PALAS. Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to the lack of financial support.
Over the past 8 years, PALAS has awarded 600 scholarships valued at approximately 50.3 million Jamaican dollars, or 415,000 US dollars.
Together, we must build a better future for our children. Please visit www.palace1.org and make your donation to brighten the future of a deserving child. PALACE. Preserving young minds for posterity.
Imagine having our own Caribbean Center.
Imagine a museum highlighting our history and the contributions of Caribbean people to the world.
Imagine being able to visit and learn about the islands we call home.
In a place where our kids can see and feel their cultural heritage. You can make this vision come to life.
Help us create this first-of-its-kind space
that all Caribbean people can be proud of. Your contribution to Island Space Caribbean Museum will help this dream come true.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe and donate today.
Yes, my people. Check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio. Every Saturday at 8 p.m. with Kev Stew, where I'll give you a pre-life. Brand new! Good for you! Kick me like a ball if you don't see a dance song. You hear that?
It's Christine representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin Stew and the Night Shift Radio Show. Yo, it thing at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa! DJ Kevin Stew have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's still believing, and that's no doubt. Shout out the Night Shift Radio Show.
This one is very classic. All you to know like school, just dismiss. Got a mercy, the angel ruler said they must respect this. Dedicate to the world nation. So big up all the youths, I eat it, Jesse and me down low. So me sing and me look and me say, you now go a school, go a
zone of Mr. Bounty Killer, Mr. Rodney Price.
Here, you know a rectangle, depend from a square, and pronounce your words there.
track called Book Book Book. I want to welcome you back to the broadcast. You know them expensive and pay. Community and Finance Night on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Althea and her Healing Heavenly Hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist that comes to you operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade, and South Palm Beach counties. She brings her table, she brings her oils, she brings her experience, which is over 20 years of it, as a massage therapist. So call her, 954-655-9000. Or email her at thaliot@att.net. Tell her DJ Kevin Stew sent you. She doesn't have many requests. One of the few requests that she does have is that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. And I can tell you, for me, I fall asleep every time. And make sure your uniform clean when you are. So if you can set it up so that you can just roll off her table onto your couch or onto your bed even, go ahead and set that up. That way you don't have to walk too far to get to that place where you're going to be resting for the remainder of the day. And you know, it may not be the rest of the day that you're going to be resting, but you're going to probably doze off and want to rest. You're that relaxed. That has been my experience. This one is for you, keep your goals inside, and you must go through. But when you reach it up, don't you forget it's who. If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. You can still call a friend, tell a friend. Call friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Tell everybody. It's a night shift to DJ Kevin Stew on kevinstew.com and affiliates all over the globe. Big ups to all my affiliates. Truly appreciate love, each and every one of you. All right, so welcome 10:55. We're looking at financing higher education tonight as our topic. And for those of you listening in and want to share some information, please do so. You can call, you can text 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. These all work, right? You can also, of course, you are invited to jump into the Stew Pot on kevinstew.com, where we keep things interactive and bubbling. Others call it a chat room. We call it the Stew Pot because we're fancy. Simple. No other reason but that. So, private versus federal college loans. Which way do you go? Now, a college education, of course, is a top priority for many people. But the ever-increasing cost is putting it beyond many families' financial reach. If you don't have the savings to cover your child's college education, you may need to check out your loan options. Private loans can come from many sources, which include banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions. You can apply for a private loan at any time and use the money for whichever expenses you wish, including tuition, room and board, books, computers, transportation, and living expenses. Unlike some federal loans, private loans are not based on financial need. In fact, you may have to pass a credit check to prove your credit worthiness. If you have little or no credit history or a poor one, you might need a co-signer on the loan. Private loans may also have higher borrowing limits than federal loans. So that's something that you may want to consider. Federal student loans are administered by the United States Department of Education. They tend to have lower interest rates and more flexible repayment plans than private loans. Interest on these loans
have been suspended during the 2020 economic crisis through September 30, 2021. And I heard recently that there was even talk of an extension on that. Now, to qualify for a federal loan, you will need to complete and submit the government's free application for federal student aid, FAFSA. And this asks a series of questions about the students' and parents' income and investments, as well as other relevant matters, such as whether the family has other children in college. Using that information, the FAFSA determines your expected family contribution, your EFC. And that figure is used to calculate how much assistance you're eligible to receive. Now, here's a fast fact for you. They confusingly name expected family contribution, EFC, has been renamed the Student Aid Index, SAI, to clarify its meaning. It does not indicate how much a student must pay the college. It is used to calculate how much student aid the applicant is eligible to receive. The relabeling starts in October of 2022. Now, according to Investopia.com, the financial aid offices at colleges and universities decide how much aid to offer by subtracting your EFC, soon to be called SAI, from their cost of attendance, the COA. Now, the cost of attendance includes tuition, required fees, room and board, textbook, and other expenses. To help make up the gap between what a particular college costs and what that family can afford to pay, the financial aid office puts together an aid package. That package might include some combination of federal Pell Grants, federal loans, and paid work-study jobs. Schools can also draw on their own resources to offer, for example, merit scholarships. The fundamental difference between grants and loans is that grants never have to be paid back. Well, some do, which are considered rare instances. But loans, on the other hand, eventually you need to pay them back. The William D. Ford Federal Direct Loan Program is the largest and best known of all federal student loan programs. These loans are sometimes referred to as Stafford loans, the name of an earlier program. There are four basic types of federal direct loans. You have your direct subsidized loan, your direct unsubsidized loan, your direct plus loan, and your direct consolidation loan. Now, it's important to note that a provision in the American Rescue Plan makes all student loan forgiveness tax-free from January 1, 2021 to December 31, 2025. Let me say it again. The American Rescue Plan makes all student loan forgiveness tax-free from January 1, 2021 to December 31, 2025. Direct subsidized loans, when we look a little deeper into what these loans are, these are intended for students with exceptional financial need. Now, the government subsidizes the interest on the loan while the student is enrolled at least half time. You are not charged interest on subsidized loans until you graduate. And you then have a 6-month grace period after leaving school before you need to begin making loan payments. If your loan is deferred, you will not be charged interest during that period of time. your direct unsubsidized loans now are available to students regardless of financial need. Unlike subsidized loans, their interest begins accruing as soon as you receive the funds and continues until the loan is repaid in full. Independent students who apply for direct loans, as opposed to dependent students applying with their parents, can qualify for a higher amount of unsubsidized funds. Direct loans have several attractive benefits, including no need to pass a credit check, a low fixed rate of interest. Private loans often have variable rates. So it's a low fixed rate of interest. Several flexible repayment plans and no penalty for repaying the loan. However, they also have some downsides, like low loan amounts. They need to file a new FAFSA form every year to maintain eligibility, and stricter limits on how you can use the money than with private loans. So they're specific loans. Now, your PLUS loans are designed for the parents of college students and are not based on financial needs. They have a number of appealing features, including the possibility of borrowing the full cost of college, minus any other financial aid or scholarships. They also carry a relatively low fixed rate of interest, but higher than the rates on other direct loan types, and offer flexible repayment plans, such as the ability to defer payment until the student graduates. PLUS loans do require that parent applicants pass a credit check or obtain a co-signer or endorser and reapply for funds each academic year. The parent is also legally responsible for repaying the loan. So make sure, parents, that your child understands the fact that you are further putting yourself on a limb for them and what that means. In addition to the parents of undergrad students, PLUS loans are available to graduate and professional students. When it comes time to repay student loans, the government offers direct consolidation loans, which you can use to combine two or more federal education loans into a single loan with a fixed interest rate based on the average rate of the loans you are consolidating. You cannot consolidate private loans using the federal program, but private lenders can consolidate your loans, both private and federal, by paying off old loans and issuing you a new one. This is often referred to as refinancing. You do it with mortgages, you do it with your car loans, you do it with so many things. Now, refinancing with a private lender can get you a lower interest rate in some cases, but you will lose the flexible repayment options and consumer protections that come with federal loans. If you have both federal and private loans, it makes sense to consolidate the federal ones through the government program and refinance the others with a private lender. So you kind of keep them separate versus consolidating them into one pot. Now, President Joe Biden and his administration have voiced their support for giving $10,000 in student loan debt per borrower. It's worth noting that this would only apply to federal loans. Furthermore, the Biden administration has also proposed a new, more generous income-driven payment plan. This too would only apply to federal loans. Now, there are, of course, various things that you can look into once you start talking about getting these loans, federal, your any of the four types of loans. or whether you're going federal or you're going private. Some key takeaways from this information, thanks to investopia.com. You can obtain a student loan through the federal government or from private lenders. Federal loans generally have more favorable terms, including flexible repayment options, and the interest is usually lower and has been indefinitely suspended during the economic crisis of 2020. Students with exceptional financial need may qualify for subsidized federal loans, while unsubsidized loans are available regardless of financial need. Just some key takeaways for you. Now, there's a question of student loan repayment and what happens if you do not pay your student loans. You know, some people, they have a habit of ooh, I didn't notice that was still running. They have a habit of having these loans, or taking out these loans, and then kind of letting them just ride. I don't know how some people do it, but they do. I don't know why some people do it, but they do. To find out what happens if you do not repay your student loan, we're going to get into that when we come back from the break. But what has been your experience? Do you know someone who has taken out a student loan or has gotten a grant or a scholarship? What was the process that they went through? How is repaying your student loan working out for you right now? Because even those that have loans, as they had it before the economic crisis of 2020, now we're in 2021, heading into the approaching the last quarter of the year. You know, we are looking to see, boy, you know, what is 2021, the rest of 2021, going to bring us? And there are some people that are considering how they are going to navigate repaying their student loans because they have them. Or they're now hearing about some of the forgiveness programs. Excuse me. You know, so if you are going to school in the United States, if you are planning to go to school in the United States, some of this information is information that you should take key interest in. And if you've missed some of it, not a problem, because all the broadcasts on the Night Shift of DJ Kevin Stew are archived. So you can check the podcast or you can check the YouTube, both of the same name, The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Of course, when you go to the website, kevinstew.com, you have access to everything. So go there and navigate from there to wherever you need to go. If there's something that you're looking for that you don't see there, you can reach out to me. And of course, my contact information is on the website, kevinstew.com. That's Kevin, KevinSTEW.com. Real simple. All right, so we are going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to look at what happens if you do not pay your student loans. If you know what happens, go ahead, drop me a line. Put a comment in the stew pot. Let me know. But the rest of us, we're going to find out after the break. We'll be right back.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic that I'm fat and a joke. And in history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Making great music is one thing. Sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, Da Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Hey yo, this is Caramante letting you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift. Don't move.
Jadan, representing for G-Fun. Hey, Aizan, I don't wanna for you.
Look at no.
The Zone of Jadan. Track called Youths, They Are the Future.
You fi tell them.
Wanna welcome you back to the broadcast.
You them star.
Community and Finance Night on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew.
I'll
say thank you to my affiliates all over. One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, Island Worldwide, WGLRO, Hollywop Radio, Dusik Media Groups, The Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, PEMGTV.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to CR7 for taking the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. They reached out to me by email. Said they caught the podcast. And as per Apple Podcast policy, I reached out for permission to take the broadcast. So, yes. Thank
hey, yo,
you to them. Truly appreciate love that.
Future, so
The sound of Jadon in the background. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global will act as your booking agent. Take care of your legal contracts, trademarks, business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Give them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199. Or check them out online. ReggaeGlobalEntertainment.com. So, if you don't repay your student loan, what happens? Who? How bad could it really be? After all, it's just a student loan, right? Well, student loans are one of the most significant financial burdens that many young Americans face. But what happens if you don't repay them? According to savingforcollege.com, making these payments on top of other financial responsibilities can be challenging. And as a result, more than 1 million student loan borrowers give in to default every year. Furthermore, a study by the Federal Reserve found nearly 1 in 5 student loan recipients were at least 90 days behind on payments. Now, unfortunately, there can be many negative consequences of failing to make your student loan payments, including wage garnishment, a drop in your credit score, or suspension of your professional license. Now, luckily, there are steps that you can take to prevent this. So, if you act early, if you're struggling, then you're better off. Failing to make payments on your federal or private student debt can have serious negative impacts on your overall financial picture. The first day after a missed loan payment, your loan becomes delinquent. First day. No hesitation, no concentration. Boom. And it stays that way until your payments are up to date. Each missed payment might also result in a late fee. Delinquent federal student loans are not reported to the credit bureaus until there are more than 90 days past due. You have a chance to catch up before it negatively impacts your credit. But in the case of private loans, your lender may report it to the credit bureau as early as 30 days past due. Having late payments on your credit reports can negatively impact your credit score and make it more difficult to open credit cards, borrow money, or even get living accommodations. You know, whether you're renting an apartment, you're renting a house, or renting a studio, whatever it is that you're renting, just that can affect it. In the event that you can get a loan, you're likely to pay higher interest rates if you haven't repaid your student loans. The longer your loans are past due, the worse the ramifications become. After your direct federal loans are more than 270 days past due, they enter default. This process happens much quicker for other loans. Private loans enter default after 120 days, and federal Perkins loans can enter default immediately after a payment is missed. Immediately. Once you enter default, you may face a myriad of consequences. You talk about the snowball effect? This right here. Your credit will take a much higher hit than it would for just a late payment. You may also face wage garnishment or other legal action. Now, do note, federal student loan payments are currently suspended due to emergency action by the federal government in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, or plandemic, whichever one you want to call it. Eligible loans are placed in automatic forbearance with a temporary 0% interest rate until September 30, 2021. So you still have a little bit of time.
There are no monthly payments required and no ramifications if you do not make payments during this time. If you can take advantage of the 0% interest and pay up some money, good for you. Now, can you get rid of your student loans? Well, ultimately, that's what paying them off is doing, right? Getting rid of them. And that's typical the way that most people look at doing it. Federal student loans are not like other debts, though, that have a statute of limitations and eventually fall off your credit report if you don't pay them back. Federal student loans have no statute of limitations, meaning the government can try to collect their money for as long as they want. You see, some of what looks really good in the beginning, when you check out the back end, may not be so good. Unlike other debts, student loans are rarely discharged during bankruptcy. But there are some notable exceptions. One clear path to getting rid of federal student loans without fully paying them off is to become eligible for student loan forgiveness or discharge. And you can do this a few ways. You have public service loan forgiveness, which is available to borrowers employed by a government or non-profit organization who makes at least 120 on-time payments while working for a qualified employer or a qualifying employer. Then you have your teacher loan forgiveness, which is available for up to $17,500 of forgiveness to teachers who work in a low-income school for 5 years. So the mere fact that you are doing what you went to school to do, but doing it in a low-income school for just 5 years, $17,500 of your student loan could be forgiven. You have your closed school discharge, which is available to borrowers whose school closes while they're enrolled or soon afterwards. Now, how often do you hear of schools closing? You know, I can't say that I've heard of many of those happening, but I'm pretty sure there are people with some stories. And then you have total and permanent disability discharge, which is available to borrowers who are permanently disabled. Now, keep in mind that forgiveness programs often require you to make on-time payments for a specific number of years. These programs won't get you out of making at least some payments. It is important to note that private student loans work a bit differently. Private student loans do not qualify for forgiveness programs. You want to go federal for that. The statute of limitations for private student loans is decided at the state level, meaning you may reach the point where your lender can no longer take legal action to recover the loan amount. However, the debt may be sent to a debt collection company. Now, keep in mind that the loan will stay on your credit report for 7 years from the first delinquency date, which may create problems in other areas of your life. So, what could happen if you do not pay your student loans? Well, first off, your late fees. If you're 30 days late on federal student loans, you'll typically encounter a late fee of up to 6% of the amount that was due and unpaid. So, if you owed a late payment of $350, you might have to pay up to $21 more than your student loan payment. Now, private student loans have similar late fees but are not standardized. In this scenario, you'll either pay a predetermined percentage or a flat fee. Whichever of the two is higher, they're going to get theirs. After a certain number of days, a lender can report the issue to credit bureaus, which can adversely affect your credit score. this can impact your life in several ways, including making it more difficult to qualify for credit cards or buy a car or get a mortgage. If you're approved with bad credit, you're likely to experience higher interest rates. So you have to take that into consideration also. Loan services will report your late payments to credit bureaus when you're 30 days past due for private student loans and 90 days past due for federal student loans. You may lose loan benefits. That's something else that could happen. You're no longer eligible for deferments or forbearances once you default on your federal student loans. You'll also no longer be able to choose your repayment plan and may have to shift to an income-driven repayment plan instead. In turn, this limits your repayment flexibility moving forward. Just in case you're thinking, well, that's not so bad. Yeah, it can be. But it even gets worse. Wage garnishment. With wage garnishment, a lender can withhold up to 15% of each paycheck to collect on your federal student loan without taking you to court. Just off the bat. In the case of private student loans, garnishments may equal up to 25% of your wage. They can continue to do so until your student loan has been paid in full or you remove it from default. So, you know, there's no getting away from it. Do note, collection agencies are currently prohibited from wage garnishing due to the COVID-19 student loan relief effort. And this is in effect at least to September 30, 2021. I have not yet heard otherwise. But like I said earlier, there was some talk of some extension. Continuing with this information, though, what can happen if you do not repay your student loan? Like I said earlier, it can negatively impact your credit. And we mentioned that before, but going into default only worsens the issue and can send your credit score plummeting even further. So when you're late, it can negatively affect your credit score. When you defer, it may pretty much just wipe it out. Even if you had good credit beforehand, it can take you deep down in that poor range. It can also withhold your tax refund. In some cases of federal student loan default, the government can take your tax refund. Some states also have laws in place where state guarantee agencies are allowed to take your state income tax refunds as well. If you live in one of those states that do state refunds. Now, this can be a considerable financial blow if you depend heavily on your tax refund, which many of us do. Take note again, collection agencies are currently prohibited from withholding a borrower's tax refund due to the COVID-19 student loan relief effort. This also, again, September 30 is when that ends. Now, if a cosigner becomes involved, you may want to pay attention to your student loans also. A cosigner is equally responsible for the repayment of a student loan. If you default, the lender will turn to your cosigner, and they'll have to begin making payments. It can also negatively impact the cosigner's credit, and they may find it more difficult to qualify for future loans or refinance existing ones. Cosigners are quite common in the case of private student loans, but a cosigner might not realize what could happen if you don't pay your student loans. So you know, you could be, because you decide that you don't want to further participate in the repayment of your student loan for whatever reason, and you have a cosigner, you have just ruined them financially. So, not to say that individuals should not take interest in someone's future and help them to get a college degree, if that is what it has come down to. But something like this could really affect their decision on doing something like that. If you're not a responsible young adult and you're looking to get a loan and you're asking for someone's help to do so, and not just student loans, it applies to anything that you're asking someone to co-sign on. They're jumping into this debt with you, potentially. So, those co-signing, you might want to take that into consideration. And those asking for someone to co-sign, you want to take that into consideration also. Defaulting on your student loan can adversely affect your retirement plan, at least for federal student loans, because your Social Security payments could end up being garnished also. The government can take up to 15% of your Social Security benefit, while this doesn't apply to private student loans. And this is something you should definitely be aware of for federal student loans. And again, due to the COVID-19 student loan relief effort, there is a moratorium on this until September 30, 2021. So they're prevented from garnishing your Social Security benefits. There are situations where the government will sue for defaulting on a federal student loan. In almost every case, the borrower loses. And Abigail Hess, a CNBC reporter, explains that if the government wins, they can place a lien on your home and even force a sale. Whenever a lien is placed on your property, you're not legally allowed to sell it, refinance, or transfer ownership. To clear up your title, you must first pay off the lien. So, you know, you could have been in good stead and could have bought a house and whatever else, but you didn't take care of your student loan and you ran into problems. Now you have a house that you thought, okay, here I have something that I can leverage. Only for the government to say, no, I own that. You're going to have to find some way to pay me back so that you can get this back. That's basically how that will go. Now, you can also lose eligibility for additional financial aid. You won't be eligible for further federal student aid once you go into default on a federal student loan. It's gone. It's done. And this often means your educational pursuit will be put on hold and you must get out of default to receive aid again. The thing is, I don't know if they're forgiving when it comes to forgiving when you get out of default, if you end up being flagged as one to possibly get into default again. I don't know how that part works. And you know, some people have memories of elephants, and you do something today and 15 years down the line, they remember the day, the time, what you were wearing, and even the cologne, how you smelled when you did it. Yeah, I don't know if the government is like that when it comes to your federal student loans. Now, you could also end up with your professional license being suspended if you default on your student loan. And while this won't apply to everyone, some states may even revoke your professional license if you default on your student loans. Nurses, teachers, therapists, and electricians are just a few examples of careers that require a professional license. This situation creates a catch-22. because you're unable to work, and that puts you even further into debt because you can't pay. So the struggle continues and grows. While state laws change annually, some states have been known to suspend your driver license in the past if you default on your student loan. Needless to say, it makes it difficult to get to and from work, which even further complicates earning a paycheck. Which, of course, further complicates paying a student loan. And this is one of the things that gets me with things like when you have child support cases and the parent is either locked up or lose their license, their driver's license. And it puts them in a position that, an even more difficult position to pay. You know, it defeats the whole purpose. But I guess you have to be penalized some way, somehow. And once you go under the thumb, that's probably where you remain. Another potential consequence of defaulting on a private student loan that the lender may send is that the lender may send you to a debt collection agency. The agency will charge additional fees when trying to recoup the money, and they usually add up to 25% more than what you initially owed on your principal, which only compounds a problem and puts you deeper in debt. You won't go to jail for not repaying your student loans, but you may end up facing a lawsuit for unpaid debt. And if you fail to show up for your court date, then that could result in an arrest. Now, while the concept of debtors' prisons is illegal and no longer exists, some people do end up under arrest if they fail to follow a court order. So, yes, you're going to court because of your debt. You mess up and can't make it to court because your license is suspended. No, you can't get to where you need to be, or you end up late, or whatever that happens. Some other thing happens as a result of the penalty of being in default, and now you end up getting arrested. You see how it snowballs and gets even more complicated. Yeah, you can only sigh, right? Ooh, yeah. So, what can you do then if you can't make your student loan payments? There may come a time when you really struggle to make your student loan payments due to insufficient income, due to job losses, financial emergencies that come up of some sort. It's important to understand what happens if you cannot repay your student loans because of something like that. And while it can be overwhelming, there are steps that you can take to lessen the blow. These include let me give it to you like this. So there is the moratorium on student loans through September 30, 2021, right? So there's that. But if the suspension ends and you still can't make your loan payments, one of the benefits of having federal student loans is that they have plenty of options available to make it easier, sort of, to pay your loans or pause the payments altogether in some situations. The first thing you might want to consider is changing your repayment plan. The federal government allows borrowers to change their repayment plan at any time for free. So you can switch to one that better fits your situation. The standard repayment plan requires borrowers to pay off their loans in 10 years, but someone with more than $30,000 of debt is eligible for an extended repayment, which gives you an extra 15 years to pay off your loan. Now, of course, it's understood that $30,000 is nothing to sneeze at. Yeah? The variety of income-based repayment plans guarantee that your monthly payments do not exceed a certain percentage of your income. If you cannot make your payments at all, a new repayment plan likely isn't going to be enough. In that case, you might want to consider either deferment or forbearance of your loan to temporarily suspend payments. Deferment allows you to postpone loan payments and pauses interest accrual on subsidized student loans. At the end of the deferment period, interest will be capitalized, meaning added to the principal balance to also accrue interest. Forbearance is a similar concept, except that interest will accrue the entire time. For both programs, you may need to provide your loan servicer with proof of your financial hardship. Make sure to take this step as soon as you know you cannot make your payments, because you can't enter deferment or forbearance once you go into default on your loans. So you want to be proactive. If you can't repay your private loans, that's a little bit different. It gets a little bit trickier with those. These loans don't often come with flexible repayment plans, and most often your lender simply puts you on a repayment plan that will have the loan paid off in full on their desired timeline. If you cannot pay, your first step should be to call your lender and ask if they have any special repayment programs. For example, SoFi offers an unemployment protection program, which allows for a 12-month forbearance if you lose your job through no fault of your own. Sallie Mae offers forbearance for borrowers facing temporary financial hardship, also for up to 12 months. Another option for making your payments more affordable is to refinance your private student loan. By doing so, you may be able to reduce your interest rate, extend the life of your loan, or both, for purposes of lowering your monthly payment and catching up on overdue payments. If your loan goes into default, for federal student loans, you typically enter default when loans are 270 days past due, though your loans can go into default immediately for a federal Perkins loan, just to reemphasize that. In the case of private student loans, you generally enter default when your loans are 120 days past due. You can find out if your loans are in default by checking your online account or by checking your credit report, which will contain any defaults. Once you go into default, there's a lot of damage already done. Your credit score has already taken a huge hit. You've incurred late fees. You may have had legal action taken against you. You know, your wages may be garnished. It's still not too late to rectify the situation and get your finances back on track. The very first thing to do is to make sure your lender didn't put your loans into default by mistake. And you likely know whether you've been missing your student loan payments, if you know you're on time with each payment and you're past due, and you are not enough past due for default, reach out to your loan servicer, have them fix the mistake. If the default is not a mistake, then that's where you go into repair mode. For federal loans, you have a few options: repayment, rehabilitation, consolidation. Now, keep in mind that options may look a bit different for private student loans. So, with wrapping this up in a neat little bow, 42 million Americans have student loan debt. And before the COVID-19 outbreak, about half of those were in repayment. The rest were in forbearance, deferment, or default. Thanks to emergency relief measures, government suspended federal student loan payments through September 30, 2021. But if you don't make your payments after that, problems. As the number of people who cannot make their student loan payments increases, it is most important, it is even more important that than ever that borrowers understand what happens if they do not repay their student loans. It's not a problem that goes away. So be mindful of where you stand when it comes to your student loans. Be mindful of the type of loans that you have. And if so, if you're looking to get student assistance for tuition assistance, be mindful of what you're getting yourself into. Know some of the know your pros, know your cons, and then move forward. You're better off in most cases trying to apply for scholarships and grants if you need to actually get a student loan itself. You know, make sure to pay attention to the field of study that you're going into and look at how available jobs are for that field. Because a lot of people get into they have a love, but don't consider what it is they're going to do after getting certified or qualified for that love. So as you're planning your future, include those things in your future plans. And then step out as a man on a mission.
You don't know about them, you know. Anybody who tell me something, you can't do it, you told them, make me go harder.
Here I am. Here I am.
As we get into musical therapy,
man on a mission.
We join Hezron. As a man on a mission. Thanks to McNeil Trucking for sponsoring musical therapy. With McNeil Trucking, you're in good hands. As we get on out of here and try to live it up, I do want to encourage you to look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So as you go about your day, whether you walk, ride, or drive, take the bus, the plane, the boats, or the train, the people you pass along the way, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stewart. So I like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, kevinstewart.com and affiliates. Truly appreciate, love you, affiliates. One Harmony Radio, Island Worldwide, WGLRO, NIE Radio, the Foundation Radio Network, Oliwop Radio, Dusik Media Groups, PEMGTV.com. Truly appreciate, love each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I get out of here, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, I bid you a good night. Remember, join me tomorrow, Healthy Love Night, 10 p.m. here, kevinstew.com. As we continue the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew week, yeah? And thank you, thank you, thank you once again to my segment sponsor, McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, you're in good hands. Get him a call, 954-406-9740. Tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. Y'all take care. Until we do it again. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk.
from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pots where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.